Lasting Media.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a blue collar bonus.
It's a blue collar bonus from a new location.
It is a new location.
Not quite the new studio. We're in between studios. It's like studio purgatory.
Yeah. something like that. Makeshift studio that Beer Boy put together quickly.
Yeah. This is about the closest to Beer Boy I want to sit.
Yeah. Do I smell bad? Mm. I'll take that as a yes.
Get the, mm.
Oh. What do you mean? Mm. I was kidding.
Ouch. Hey, I have a question.
Okay.
This is a question for D-Rock specifically.
Oh, okay.
And I don't mean to harp on this over and over again, but I listened to this past week's episode.
Yeah.
This last Wednesday.
And what happened?
You get on the conversation of food again with D-Rock, and we couldn't make sense of it.
Yes.
And then in the middle of that conversation, there was something that was said, but we kind of glazed over it and didn't address it.
Oh.
I need to address it now because I have questions.
Here we go.
D-Rock doesn't do melons.
Correct.
He will not eat a melon.
Mm-hmm.
So then one of us said, or you said, JD, you said, is it because of the fruit or the juice? Is there too much juice?
Yeah,
and he was like, no, I love juice.
I do love juice.
So wait a minute. So any of, like, if you juiced any of those melons, would you drink those?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. That's the confirmation I needed. I didn't know if he would, like, drink the juice but wouldn't eat the fruit.
No.
Okay.
No.
I guess you don't really juice melons anyway.
Well, do you do watermelon flavored anything?
Like no.
No.
What do you not like about watermelon?
Just the whole thing. I keep trying it.
How do you? You're from the South.
I know. Do y'all put salt on your watermelon?
No. You don't put salt on watermelon.
Everybody I know puts salt on the watermelon.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't put salt on watermelon.
Is that
watermelon.
A Southern thing?
I don't know.
Is that a South thing?
Deep South. Yeah. South.
I don't mean to kick a dead horse. I didn't want to glaze over the juice thing.
Okay.
But you don't drink cantaloupe juice. You don't drink honeydew juice. I guess you don't really juice melons.
Fruit.
Yeah, but he admitted that he likes other fruits.
Yeah, I love fruit.
So that's not a problem. I just, whatever.
D-Rock.
Yes.
Is there any other weird food thing? Can we just clear the air?
What is this?
What else?
Sorry. Wow.
Just give us all the rules. I just want to know the ground rules. What are the ground rules?
I don't think
did we miss one?
I don't think so.
I don't think you can know all of them. I think they just have to come up.
That has got to come up naturally.
I think
you're like just making them up.
Maybe.
No.
He did say he was here just for the entertainment. So.
Y'all have been to lunch with me enough to know I don't make this stuff up.
That's true.
So, so far what you said has not been made
That's
up.
That's fair. Right. That's fair. Okay.
All right.
You guys know that.
Well, it's Friday.
Hey. It is Friday. Yeah, we do bourbon on this show.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
What are we doing today?
Today, thanks to the fine folks at Backbone Bourbon, they've sent us their new Old Bones Rye Whiskey 10-Year Reserve.
Wow.
It's just now hitting shelves, so...
Now, have we had this product in the past?
We have not had this one. We've had quite a few Backbones, but not this one. This one just hit the shelves.
Yeah.
10 years old.
10 years old.
Okay.
And full disclosure, we're huge fans.
Yes, we are. It's a little info on this. They feel very fortunate to have found these special barrels and feel proud to present this wonderful whiskey to you and me. We reserve the Old Bones label for whiskey that is aged greater than 10 years old. Older whiskeys that are well-aged are truly great and memorable experience. We hope you will share this special bottle with great friends and on a great occasion. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Now,
correct me if I'm wrong. The Backbones that we've had in the past, those have all been bourbons, but this is a rye offering.
Correct.
Is that right?
Okay. That is correct.
And they said this came out. What did they say? What was the first line?
Special barrels.
Yeah, so... Honey barrels, if you will.
Yeah, these aren't
honey
barrels.
No, I won't. No,
like Backbone honey.
I didn't say it had anything to do with honey.
You said if you will, and I said no.
But okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, it smells delicious. It doesn't really smell like a rye, though.
It doesn't.
I mean, it's got a little bit of a...
It's definitely aged barrel.
A little bit of a mint thing, but that's about the only rye characteristic you get.
It says they bought these barrels several years ago and been holding on to them for the first batch.
Yeah, well, it smells more like a high-proof bourbon than a rye.
Didn't really have that grassy, minty.
Or citrus.
I think it's got a little mint, but not like you would expect.
It's like a hint of spearmint.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, let's dig in.
Cheers.
We didn't fluff, so this is going to be interesting.
That was a heavy ding.
There's that minty tea rye thing. Just right off the top.
Fresh cut wet grass.
Yes.
Really? You get that?
I get some white grass.
I get a lot of mint. It's really good.
It is really good.
Did you have tasting notes, D-Rock?
I do. This has a delightful aroma of orange peel and a subtle hint of vanilla on the nose. On the front of the palate, there's a touch of peppery cool mint. I'll give them that. That blossoms into a sweet honey flavor in the mid-palate. The sweetness of the honey develops into a delicious butterscotch toffee that is carried through the long-lasting finish.
It does last, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is your 95.5 rye from MGP that we all know and love.
Mm-hmm. But I suspect that this is high dollar.
The last ones, I think, came in at the regular old bones were like 120, I believe.
Around there. I saw them from 115 to 125. Yeah.
So I think you're looking right about there.
Still too expensive for my taste, but it's good.
It's
really good.
It drinks hotter than 110.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because we didn't fluff and it's early in the day.
And it's 95.5.
You're right. Where are you at on this, JD?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Price thing, kind of with JP on that. I'm a huge fan of Knob Creek cast strength. That's 119 proof. Mm-hmm. It's going to be younger than this. And that's going to be like 70, 80 bucks. But yeah, I'd probably get a Knob Creek cast strength before this.
But you could also get like a Russell's. Like, what are the picks of Russell's? What proof are they at?
They had about 110, 115.
10 years old.
Yeah.
Well, and even those red lines, if you want MGP juice, they're like 90. And
yeah, but your Russell's are what, 65?
Right.
For a pick?
Now, I should add that 20% of the whiskey in this batch was finished for a short time in Apera barrels.
Apera.
APERA, which is Australian sherry. So it's a concentrated sweetness that is balanced and interesting.
Typically with high proof rye, they usually drink hotter, you know, they're spicier. I think that barrel finish may mute that a little bit to make it smoother, which I totally enjoy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, too. I like it. And with, as always with Backbone, you get these heavy, heavy glass bottles. It could probably kill somebody if you hit them over the head.
That's true.
Yeah. Fill this.
I mean, that's like, what, 5 pounds?
Yeah, I know.
It's insane.
You have to have a license to own one of those, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that's great stuff. Thanks for sending, guys.
Yeah, and if you want more info, just go to backbonebourbon.com. These have just hit shelves here in the last month.
Okay. Well, go buy a bottle if you're a big spender.
Yes.
And let us know online what you think.
Yep.
Please do.
Cool. Well, to the Backbone guys.
Yes, thanks so much.
And to Friday.
Friday.
It is Friday.
Yeah.
Till next week.
Till next Wednesday.
Yes, that.
Until next week.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced and edited by Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Special thanks to Westside Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon is loaded with cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.